Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela emoyeni ngolwesihlanu ngenjabulo kumhlaka 21 ngoMabasa 2017 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ibandla leMDCT selisungule uhlelo lokudinga usekelo ngaphambilini kukhetho oluzayo lisebenzisa ubulembu be-internet.
Ngithusa kakhulu nguHoshman Oncube ubaba. Singakhohlwa ukuthi eqala ukuhlamuka kuMDC vele kwathiwa ungumthengisi uDisitheni ngwezana. Kodwa into aseyenzile usetshengisa ukufakaza ukuthi vele yena ngokwakhe is just an opportunist politician uyasetshenziswa. It's very sad.
Uzulu weMathebeleland uveza imbono etshiyeneyo phezu kokubambana kweMDCT leMDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube kanye lebandla likankosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Kwezemidlalo iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqobele bantu Rovers emdlalweni weKasilaga Premier Soccer League. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ibandla leMDCT selisungule uhlelo lokudinga usekelo ngaphambilini kokhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomnyaka ozayo lisebenzisa ubulembu be-internet. Kubika uMavis Gama.
I-aphule ethiwa Morgan Tsvangirai 2018 isungulwe mhlaka 18 Mabasa. Isebenza kubomakhale kukhwini bakulezinsuku ama-smartphone engaba ngama-iPhone, ama-iPad loba ama-Android. Nxa umuntu ethe wabalayo i-aphule kumakhale kukhwini wakhe, uyanelisa ukufinyelela ikhasi lebulenjini i-web page etshengisa unengi phezu komkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lebandla lakhe kanye lokuba uzokwanelisa ukubuza imibuzo, ukuthenga impahla ehlukeneyo yebandla loba ukufakela leli bandla usizo lwemali. Umnumzana Nigel Gambanga ngenye yengcwethi kwezokusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezinsuku lezokukhulumisana AICT esebenza ezimele, yena ke uthi ukusungulwa kwale app kuyisibonelo ukuba MDCT hambelana lesikhathi. Kodwa umnumzana Gambanga ethi lanxa iningi labantu elizweni lisebenzisa omakhalekhukhwini bohlobo lwama-smartphone anelisa ukufinyelela indlela zokukhulumisana zebulenjini, iningi lisebenzisa kakhulu ama-apps awe-WhatsApp le-Facebook ngoba ebiza intengo ephansi. Ngakho-ke akaboni kuzaba lula ukuyisebenzisa le-app kwabaningi kakhulu abemaphandleni. Eminyakeni eyedlule abe-MDCT bake basungula uhlelo lokukhulumisana kusetshenziswa umakhalekhukhwini emizameni yokukhulumisana lula labasekeli bebambisana labenkampani ye-Econet, kodwa lwamiswa lolo hlelo ngemva kokwethuselwa kwabe-Econet. Isikhulumeli sikaTsvangirai umnumzana Luke Tamborinyoka utshela iStudio 7 ukuba engake yakhuluma okuningi ngalolu hlelo ngoba wenze lokhu kuyikuhlakaniphisa abanye bamabandla ezombusazwe. Abebandla le-MDCT bavame ukukhalaza ngelokuthi kabatholiswa thuba lokukhankasela emisakazweni kahulumende kanye lamaphephandaba. Ingcwethi ze-ICT zithi ukuba khona kwabomakhalekhukhwini, ama-smartphone kanye lobulembu be-internet kulakho ukusiza abamabandla aphikisayo ukuluqeda lolu dubo. Sekulabambalwa asebelobe imibono yabo kule iwebsite besebenzisa leyo app lokhu isunguliweyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Uzulu weMathebeleland seveze imbono ehlukeneyo phezu kwezivumelwano zokusebenzelana phakathi kwebandla leMDCT, leMDC kanye leNational People's Party. Abakhokheli bababandla la abathi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai, unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lomnumzana Walshman Ncube balobelane izivumelwano lezi kuliviki. Unompumelelo moyo usipha lolu daba.
abantu abanengi bathi ukulobelana izivumelwano ngudlu kaMjuru uNcube loTsangirai akuthembisi ukubambana okuqotho okungaletha izithelo kukhetho oluzayo. Amalunga eMDCT wobulawayo bekhala ngokuthi abangaziswa ngezivumelwano ezikhona ngakho ngeke bakhuluma ngakho kusaseluhlaza kibo. Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo unkosikazi Zinhle Moyo uthe okwenziwe nguNcube kuyadanisa.
Ngithusa kakhulu nguHosman Oncube ubaba. Singakhohlwa ukuthi eqala ukuhlamuka kuMDC vele kwathiwa ungumthengisi uLisitheni ngwezana. Kodwa into aseyenzile usetshengisa ukufakaza ukuthi vele yena ngokwakhe is just an opportunist politician oyasetshenziswa. It's very sad. Abanye simbone engumuntu osithengisileyo thina abantu abavelanga ngapha kukwaShangani.
Umnumzana Sengizo Chabangu yena uthe yinto enhle abayenzileyo kodwa kukhona okuchaya amanzi ngoba ingwalo zeziqondiso ezivunyelanayo azicaci.
Kukhona ke okungacaciyo njalo okuchaya amanzi. Ngakukhangela kahle kahle ugwalo olusayinwe ngumama uMjuru lomongameli uTsvangirai belulugwalo yini olule signature eka Professor Ncube. Ubusuthatha futhi ugwalo olusayinwe nguProfessor Ncube lomongameli uTsvangirai bekukhona yini signature kamama uMjuru. So ngalokho ke kakucacisa.
Umongameli we-ANSA uMoses Mzila Ndlovu uthe amabandla alelungelo lokuzikhethela amabandla okusebenzelana lawo kodwa ngokumazi kwakhe uTsvangirai akamthembi engabe eseginyiwe uNcube nguTsvangirai.
Umnomzana Tsvangirai lo Welshman Ncube lo Joyce Mjuru balelungelo lokuthi bakhethe iloba ngubani abafuna ukuthi basebenzelane laye. Kodwa thina abe answer sithi thina esesike sakubona ku-MDC okukhulunywa nguTsvangirai ukuthi uyavuma ukuba bona ngokwehlukana ngo-2005 engase sikhona ngaleso sikhathi kasizwa ekhuluma lutho ngokuthi okwenza bahlukane kuyini.
Abantu basele bebambe owangaphansi ngezivumelwano zokusebenzelana ezilotshwe kuyona le iviki bethi zizachiya abanye bedanile ngoba uTsvangirai nguye yedwa owaziyo okumunyethwe yizo. Isikhulumeli se-MDC umnumzana Kurawone Chiwayi yena usethumele imibiko ethi lokhe bekukhode njalo kusahluko 1-3 bayavunyelwa ukuthi basebenzelane lamanye amabandla angaphandle komanyano. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Izisebenzi izikahulumende ezogatsha lwezempilakahle zithole amabhonasi azo anyakenye namuhla. Izisebenzi lezi zigoqela abongi labodokotela. Amasotsha lawo ahole kuliviki. Uhulumende wayevele ethembise ukuthi izisebenzi zakhe zizaqala ukuthola amabhonasi azo kulinyanga ngemva kokuzihlawula. Ngemva kokwehluleka ukuzihlawula nyakenye. Amapolisa wona azahola ngenyanga ezayo kuthi ababalisi bahole ngonhlangula. Siqhume umsekeli wesikhulumeli seMDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo. Yena othi ukuphuza kwahulumende ukubhadala izisebenzi zakhe into edanisayo.
Okokuqala uhulumende wezane-PF utshengisa izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuthi akanandaba lazo wenza umathanda kibo ngokungabahlonisa banike imali zabo. Njalo futhi okunye kwesibili ukuthi sebezama ukuthi bazigezise besenzela ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende zithathe bephezulu ukuthi hhayi sebeguqule izenzo bona bengaguqulanga ngoba badlulisela ukuthi bayetshentshe ugeda lika-2018.
Kupheleni komnyaka njengoba iZimra isithi sikhanya sisenelisa ukuqoqa imali ezwayo, libona uhulumende esenelisa na ukuhlawula amabhonasi ngesikhathi?
Angiboni ukuthi uhulumende angakwanelisa kutsho ukuthi imali yena leyo asebeyinike imisebenzi yahulumente ye imali engeseyizimra izimra ihambe kuyatshontshe la abantu abadubekayo phansi izimali zabo kusenzela ukuthi bayebhadala amabhonasi.
Lina njengebandla Makhumalo, kuyini elingakuthembisa izisebenzi zikahulumende alubana lithe langena embusweni ngokhetho oluzayo?
Thina njengebandla le-MDC equthela ngubaba uTsvangirai sithi izisebenzi zikahulumende ziyasebenza gadalala ukuthi zikole njalo kazikhulume into engazange yenzakali. Uhulumende wenkazathi sakutshengisela khonokho ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende kumele zikole ngesikhathi, amabhonasi zikole ngesikhathi. So aso into ekuthi hhayi kasiyazi esake samtshengisa umzuzu sogadathela beqeqesha thina khona sikhwela siya phezu.
Unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT. Ukuqala ukuphaphela egcekeni lendizamtshina elise-Victoria Falls okuza kwenziwa zindizamtshina zenkampani ye-Ethiopian Airlines. Sokuphela ingenjalo ithemba lokuthi leli dolobho lizathuthuka ngenxa yezethekeli. Igceke lendizamtshina leli lakhiwa kakutsha ngemali engena kuzigidi ezilitshumi lamatshumi amahlanu, i-$150 million, eyayiyisikwelede esavela kwele China. Igceke leli selisenza kube lula ukuthi indizamtshina ezinkulu zenelise ukuphaphela kuleli gceke. So kule ndizamtshina ezivalisa ezeRwanda Airways leSouth African Airways Airlink ezifika kugceke leli njalo zikhangelelwe ukuqhubeka zisanda. Kodwa ukansila we-Victoria Falls umnumzana Efias Mabuwe utshele uChris Gande we-Studio 7 ukuthi indizamtshina eziphaphela kuleli dolobho zifika zilabantu abalutshwana kakhulu.
Ye, i-interest kukhanya ikhona sibili evela kuma-companies, ama-airlines amakhulu in Africa especially. Because already sesilo Ethiopian Airways, papa from the falls or through Victoria Falls and from Chaga One I Kenya Airways layo isitshengisele i-interest yokuthi la iqalise ama direct flights to Victoria Falls.
Manje sokulomahluko yini nxa ukhangela i-business kumbe singathi thina abantu ababuya ukuthi bazokwethekelela baba sebebaningi?
Okukhona okwakathesi ngama-companies engathi khona bakhangele ikusasa yeZimbabwe. So bafuna ukuthi behle bebambe i-space ngoba iZimbabwe entsha siseduze ukubuya. So nxa sikhangele ama-clients kumbe esingathi abathekeleli ilizwe lethu ngakukabi lomahluko kangako. Abantu laba ama-company lawa bafuna nje ukuthi behle bebambe imath zemelele u-2018 kipa umgabe sifake uTsvangirai then i-tourism yethu iphakamise yaphambili.
Manje zona lezo indizamtshina okuthiwa sezibuya khonapho e-Victoria Falls ziyaba zigcwele yini ngokuzwa kwakho?
Ziyabe zingagcwalanga njengoba ngitshilo nabantu nje abakwaziyo ukuthi sesiseduze ukuthi sicaphe isifula siye Kenan. So bangatholakala bengekho bengabambanga indawo kumarket yama-airline bangasalela emuva. But zona sibili ukugcwala yizwa kuthiwa ziyabe zingagcwalanga.
Umnumzana Efias Mambume ngukansila wedolobho le-Victoria Falls ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7. Ku-Livetalk namhla sixoxa ngamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo aseqinisa umkhankaso wokumanyana ngaphambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Ugatsha lwezomvikela kwele Kenya luthi amasotsha alo asebenza phansi kwebutho le-African Union elilondoloza ukuthula kwele Somalia aluse abhidliza inkamba yabalwa becatsha besimoslim abedlulisa amalawulo abe al-Shabaab abulala amalunga alelo qembu elilulamashumi amahlanu. Ipanga lamazwe womhlaba ele World Bank lithi isilinganiso semali ethunyelwe emazweni asathuthukayo ngabadabuka khona asebehlala kwamanye amazwe lehlile ngesilinganiso sokwedlula kancane okubili ekhulwini i 2.4% ngomnyaka odluleyo. Kesizwe utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olunika amazwe emhlabeni jikelele uncedo olujiyeneyo ole US Agency for International Development kumbe USAID solunike imali iNational Election Committee yeCambodia ukwenzela ukuqhuba ukhetho kulelo lizwe oluza kwenziwa lonyaka langomnyaka ozayo. Imali le ezasetshenziswa okweminyaka emibili ephose ifike izigidi ezimbili zamadola eMelika $1.8 million ibizwa ngokuthi Cambodia Election Management Project. Izancedisa kunhlelo zokufundisa uZulu ngezokhetho njalo lokulungisa okunengi okujayele ukunqabela ilizwe leli ukuthi liqhube ukhetho olubalulekileyo. I-USAID yake yancedisa iNational Election Committee yeCambodia ukuthi ihlolisise indlela enza ngayo ukhetho njalo lokuthi kulungiswe ugwalo lokuvota. Imali le esanda kunikwa uhlangothi lolu iza kwenza ukuthi kuqiniswe okunye kwalokhu okwake kwenziwa phambilini. Uhlangothi lwe-USAID lwabunjwa ngomnyaka ka-1961 ngumongameli John F. Kennedy ukwenzela ukuthi luncede amazwe achiyeneyo. Kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1992 i-USAID isinike eleCambodia ibhiliyoni lamadola eMelika. Omele iMelika kwele Cambodia u-ambassador William Hurt uthi ukuphatheka kukhetho kuletha umbuso kaZulu emazweni. Uthi sebekhangelele ukuthi bazasebenza le National Election Committee inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa lamabandla ezombusazwe ukwenzela ukuthi kube lohulumende kaZulu kwele Cambodia.
Lolo bekulutaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqobe eLevanto Rovers nge-3-0 emdlalweni weCastle Lager Premier Soccer League odlalelwe enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium namuhla. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Abalitshayele emambuleni kwiqembu leBlack Rhinos ngababalisa uMilton Kureva kanye loSidney Linyama. Bona abahlohle ngehlandla lokuqala lomdlalo kwathi lesithathu livele kufara iBanda yena ohlohle ngehlandla lesibili lomdlalo. Imidlalo yesigaba se-PSL iqhubekela phambili kusasa ngomgqibelo njalo iqembu leBulawayo City lizanqikelana leqembu le-FC Platinum enkundleni eBarber Fields koBulawayo. Komunye umdlalo oza kuba sedolobheni lakoBulawayo iqembu le-Hawmine lizemukela eLichapungu enkundleni eluveve kuthi iqembu le-Adala lizadlala leqembu leNkezi Platinum enkundleni eNational Sports esikhodlweni iHarare. Ngesonto iqembu le-Islanders lizemukela iqembu le-ZPC Kariba enkundleni eBarber Fields emagumeni. Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba zemidlalo ngolwesine umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uErol Agbay uthe bazabopha ziqine ngoba kalijiphanga ngitshola kancane iqembu leZPC Kariba.
ZPC is not an easy team to beat them if they have to still
a... Iqembu leZPC Kariba akusilo qembu elidle kalula njalo nxa belokhu belabadlali engababona nyakenye kutsho ukuba baliqembu elingozi. Thina silabadlali abampalo abalimeleyo kodwa sikhanyelele ukuba omunye walabo uRahman kuliviki uyabe ekhona ngoba usepholile.
kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa ngesonto iqembu le-Triangle lizemukela ele-Chickenini enkundleni ekibo, iqembu le-Wangeli lizadibana neqembu le-Dynamos enkundleni ye-Colliery, iqembu le-Cape United lizajana neqembu le-Cholocho enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu le-Shapane Mine lizanqikelana neqembu le-Harare City enkundleni ye-Mandava. Sikhangele ukuba amaqembu azadlala njani kulimpela viki kuviki lesibili lesigaba se-Southern Region Soccer League. Kusasa ngomgqibelo kule midlalo emibili ezaqhutshelwa enkundleni ye-White City, njalo wakuqala ozadlalwa ngehola lethumi lambili uza kuba phakathi kweqembu le-Talent Vision leqembu le-Chiwororo. Owesibili ozadlalwa ngehola lesithathu emini uza kuba phakathi kweqembu le-Zim le-Pass le-Lebosa 90. Kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa kusasa iqembu lezithara phibulawayo province lizadlala lele Victoria Force Tigers enkundleni Fairbridge, kuthi iqembu leCas Mine lizemukela ele Makakasi enkundleni Tech Mine. Ngesonto kulo mdlalo owodwa njalo iqembu lebulawayo Chiefs lizadlala leZPC Kariba enkundleni Hartsfield. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanjini.
It was a Friday, my darling.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silomculi we-hip hop osakhulayo uThamsanqa Nyathi oyaziwa ngabaningi ngelokuthi GTI. Lo mculi wethu le indlikizane yengoma entsha eyamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi elesihloko esithi sesifikile. Asizweni exoxa lo Mike Wobe we-Studio 7.
Ngoma liyana actually I had Kelvin on the chorus and represent beats on like he did the instrumental. Ngiyokukhuthaza wonke umuntu olephupho ukuthi ayenza ngathi iphupho lelo useliphila lelo la. So mina ngakhangela nje ama dreams wami ngabehave as if into esiyenza kele and actually it's happening in my career.
Yini amaphupho akho awukhuluma layo kule ngoma?
Amaphupho wami is to penetrate the industry. Number one anti mfuna ukuthi abantu babelieve in their dreams. Ukuthi wonke umuntu abona ngathi into ayifunayo isiyenzakele already, that's the law of attraction. So yinto nje akade ngikhuluma ngayo. And then number two, ngifuna abantu ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi ama dreams ethu they are possible ukuthi ayenzakale.
Khade zimathozi khatheleki kusadalala i-success akizichiphu kanti singamaqanda.
So I check le ikomfa ku Kelvin because Kelvin is an inspiration to me.
Manje mfana kithi njengoba usungumculi odumayo kobulawayo, yini ama plan akho lomculo wakho? Ulesifo na sokuduma emhlabeni wonke jikelele?
Mina mfuna ukuduma emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kahle kahle mfuna ukufaka iBaba Fields MFP because iBaba Fields I believe ukuthi so far akukabile umuntu who's telling a story for people to relate about iBaba Fields. So mina mfuna ukuba yi one of those first people ukurepresent iBaba Fields on an international market. So I'm very clear to which track yami since ya mentor is being like received by many people, including about South Africa, across Google Canada. I'm getting a good response even in Africa.
Ha, mfana kithi yazi le sipho. Yo, so awungibonise ke ama bars angkhona.
Shake, it's in Yikalega, Yikamu GTI, Indiana, Papa Fields, there. Lyrically, but I'm the next phenomenon, socially, the next killer, and Chassel, the battalion. I'm a Susamish, Pelego, Bede, the champion, saying I think as a guy, the Michandazo is a pray to God. Push a Gijala, the Kula, the Yella Luto, Ukabezilla, only Unga Fagum Futo, Unga Focas, and Yegeva Shila, the Luto, no mother Jasa, the Tingego, the Luto, Kodi Panana, the Semna, and Yegin, the Benefits, Ugu Pagama, and Kondis Paga Paga, Kukupun, the Gutandaza, Nisabigasan, and the Unga Chisula, the Tandan, and the Shani Pabatala, Chesa. Jaga mini Cooper mina bende driving man. Rizi no abe ben pato buka tegi likan. Manje ba chini ngam, check 7 believer. Mbaye stala tene 7 itela lompegi cha. Yeah.
Nice, brother guitar.
So it seems the amlia ufeli figile is actually a single to an album. It's entitled Vernacular Museum. Abo end of April lapana, I'm looking with at least two services in the new level marketing, a little album.
GTI ehlabela ke kamnandi ngomculo sakhulayo ohlabela i-hip hop obelo Mike wobe we Studio 7. Nabafana bakagodlwayo behaya ezikamagebhula inkunzi emnyama isiyangisile ngolwesibili ize itshaywe yi-Dynamos. Lalimele linqobe laphana bafana kumapenalty laphana, hayi ukukhutha kwenu angazi ukubana lalidleni, kodwa sithi ayiqhubeke, ayihlome, ayisozibulawe, iposo itshila moya. Kwaneleke okwalamhlanje zihlobo zami, kodwa lingayikatshana liyalandela uhlelo lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk, bulebelo busuku obuhle buroko vhathu vha mudimo a dzive hope makamu angu matukanduna vafupatile
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.